Birding is a multi-billion dollar industry around the world, and Arizona is a popular destination that has hundreds of species. But not all of them are native, and one of these in particular has a growing fan base in the Phoenix area. Tony Paniagua brings us that story.
House finches and house sparrows provide familiar sights and sounds at many bird feeders in Arizona. These little perching birds, which are mostly tan or brown, are adapted to urban areas with human neighbors, but there's a new kid on the block that is bold, bright, and vocal. It's truly a bird of a different feather. Diane Woods Olvera lives in Midtown Phoenix, and she's become a big fan.
Well, we heard about them several years ago, but I thought it was a myth.
But since putting out bird feeders in her yard in early 2013, she has turned that myth into reality. She's attracting the species that many people are talking about, the rosy-faced lovebird, which is also called the peach-faced lovebird.
I saw one. I was so excited. My husband thought I was crazy and seeing things.
Woods Olvera has been seeing what looks like a miniature green parrot with a stocky tail. Most of them have bodies that cover a spectrum of green and blue hues, with brilliant peach and pink on their faces and upper chest that surrounds a small curved white beak. This little acrobat with wings has been spreading in Phoenix since the 1980s, and it's become a favorite at many bird feeders, including the home of Woods Olvera. Her groups of visiting feathered friends sometimes number in the dozens, up from just a few individuals when they first discovered the bird feeders.
They're just beautiful, and I love the sound of their chirps. Their little squawks are amazing. They make us both really happy.
The birds are also making James and Trish Van Housen very happy.
Once we had one or two show up, then more and more started coming.
The Van Housens are professional photographers who moved to Apache Junction east of Phoenix when they retired from their jobs in Ohio. Trish Van Housen says the cameras are always on standby.
To have them right in our front yard where we can just sit on the porch and shoot all we want, that's awesome.
And her husband James concurs.
Oh, I think it's great. You know, they're so entertaining and so beautiful. Having them right at the house is a plus because you have an opportunity to photograph them in flight, which I always prefer on any bird. That's what birds do best, is fly.
Any idea how many pictures both of you collectively have taken of these birds?
I wouldn't want to guess. Let's just say I'm glad it's not film.
Troy Corman is an avian monitoring coordinator with the Arizona Game and Fish Department in Phoenix. He says he's heard from many residents who are glad to have the birds in the metropolitan area.
They're brightly colored, they're noisy, and people like to see them, they like to feed them, they like to see them coming to their water features in the backyard. A couple times we were saying that we were doing counts and stuff, some of the people were worried to tell them that they had them in their yard, thinking that we were going to actually come and try to eradicate them. And so there's some of them are basically protective of a lot of the lovebirds in their yards.
Corman says there have been questions about the lovebird's possible impact on native species or its spread into the Sonoran Desert, but so far there haven't been any problems. The little parrots haven't shown that they can exist on their own without a steady supply of water, feeders, or vegetation from their human neighbors. The birds prefer tall palm trees and other mature vegetation for their habitat, although some have been known to breed in the cavities of saguaro cacti.
And we were concerned that maybe they were going to displace the Gila woodpeckers that do nest in the saguaros, create the saguaro holes, but little from what I've been able to see is they actually nest in saguaro holes that the woodpeckers didn't complete, the more shallow holes, and they are a smaller bird. That helps too because they can't push out a lot of the other bigger birds. They'll feed on fruit. People have said they've gotten on after their apples that we've had in people's backyards, and they will go after fruit. I don't know if anybody's reported them feeding on the fruit of saguaros yet, but it wouldn't surprise me that they'd feed on that fruit too. But they do feed on a lot of seeds, a lot of seed pods.
The rosy-faced lovebird is originally from the arid regions of Southwest Africa, and it appears to have found a compatible home in its new surroundings.
Climate is surprisingly similar. It's hot and dry is where they're coming from. And they also have palm trees there, desert habitat. They move around based where the food and water sources are and usually don't go too far from where the water sources are.
It's a bird that is commonly sold as a pet throughout the United States, but it seems that it's only gotten established in Arizona from either accidental or intentional releases.
The Arizona field ornithologists actually conducted a survey using volunteers scattered around some of the urban areas here in Phoenix in 2010. And just that quick count. We just wanted to kind of see how many birds people could come up with, and we came up with over 900 birds just that one single day of doing surveys. We estimated that at that time in 2010 that there was a minimum of 2,500 birds probably in the greater Phoenix area.
And Corman says the numbers are probably higher now since they are breeding every year. For fans like James Van Housen, having them as community residents is a treat.
You know, they got so many different colors on them, and I think that's the main thing. Plus, just, being a parrot makes them a little unique.
And you can find them in many parks and neighborhoods. It's adding to the colorful mix of bird life in Arizona that attracts visitors from around the world. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Tony Paniagua.
Bird experts in the Tucson area say some individual sightings of the rosy-faced lovebirds have been reported, but there are no established colonies here like there are in Phoenix. However, if you see any of these or other rare birds, you're encouraged to report them on the website ebird.org.